KQED.
As we know, last month's fires in Northern California destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. But we also lost some key cultural landmarks. One of those places was an inspiration to artists, scientists, and sound recordists around the world. Yet it was mostly unknown to its neighbors in Sonoma County's Valley of the Moon. It was the home and studio of Kat and Bernie Krause. KQED science editor Craig Miller had visited many times before, both as a journalist and friend, a fellow audiophile who loves to record nature sounds. After the fire, he returned to help sort through the rubble and record this story.
It was about a week after the Nuns fire swept across their ridge in Glen Ellen that Kat and Bernie Krause got their first extended look at the ruins of their property, the place they had always called Wild Sanctuary.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ, Craig. Imagine what it took to do this.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Isn't it?
Only the foot-thick earthen walls of their unique home remain. It's hard to imagine that just a year ago, almost exactly, I was here interviewing Bernie about his remarkable 50-year career in music, film, and his greatest passion, nature sound. This is a moment from Yuba Pass on the Sierra, which can't be duplicated, as the place was logged shortly afterward. Bernie is a founding father in the emerging science of soundscape ecology. He was among the first to point to the important role that nature sound plays in healthy ecosystems. Now the soundscape at Wild Sanctuary itself was reduced to the crunch of our own footsteps. No bird song, no insects, only some wind in the blackened oaks and an occasional faint clank of falling debris. In the office and studio, Bernie and I stood over a molten, reddish-brown mound that had been his archive of reel-to-reel audio tapes.
This is all audio tape. It's fragmented and burnt, and there are reels and reels of this stuff. I had over 500 reels of tape here. And it's all gone, Craig.
Fortunately, his irreplaceable nature sound archive, thousands of hours, was digitized and backed up off-site. But the loss of all the original media, his recording equipment...
It's just all ashes. So I guess that's the way we all end up one point or another. And that's the way it goes. Next. We will survive this too.
Kat Krause agrees with her husband that Wild Sanctuary will survive. Their home and studio has been an incubator and collaborative space that has yielded a wide range of works from scientific papers to this symphony. But it was always less a place than an idea.
I think because there were so many lovely ideas floating around here that had to do with connecting people to the natural world, it became sort of a magical place.
I first encountered that magic nearly 20 years ago, documenting Bernie's work recording soundscapes in Sequoia Kings Canyon for the National Park Service. That's also where I met Jack Hines. He's a musician and nature sound recordist who sometimes creates music and nature fusion, as in this strings meet songbird passage. He drew his inspiration from Wild Sanctuary.
It's not just the work that they do or that we do. It's this bigger piece, which is truly the sanctuary of the wild. And by bringing the voice of that forward and into all of our ears and our consciousness, it helps to preserve a certain resource for us as people that is extremely valuable.
As the fires advanced, it was Jack Hines who called and warned Kat and Bernie to get out, which they barely did.
You would think with the level of emotion that I feel right now that it's as though I lost those two people, but thank God we didn't.
Jack and Bernie would sometimes record together up on Sugarloaf Ridge, the state park off Highway 12 east of Santa Rosa. Bernie chose a wooded spot near a stream up there to document changes in the soundscape over the course of California's five-year drought. In those recordings, you can hear the life draining out of the place as the landscape becomes desiccated. There may be one more recording in the series, as most of Sugarloaf burned in the fires. But Cat hopes that, like that piece of scorched earth, the spirit that inhabited Wild Sanctuary will be reborn.
It really resonated with people, and they found a lot of community here. So that part of Wild Sanctuary, we hope, will be re-envisioned and maybe repurposed for a new generation to take all this work forward.
Cat and Bernie have taken temporary refuge in Salt Lake City, where Cat has family. Where and how they will recreate their Wild Sanctuary, they still don't know. They're just confident that they will. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.